We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We've got Cam in Patriot Blue. We've got Cam in Patriot White. We have literal Patriot Cam, Cartoon Cam, and Belichick as Cam. The only Cam we don't see is the one the Patriots just secretly planted on the sideline. Welcome to That's Good Sports. I am Brandon. We have Cams, Cams, and Cam Girls to talk about today, Perna. Okay, well, maybe it's just the first two. Let's be honest. The well that contains NFL news has been pretty dry for a while. We've been thirsty here on NFL YouTube. Then the football gods dumped upon us the punishment for the Patriots' illegal filming scandal from Week 14 last year, and Cam Newton, former NFL free agent quarterback, signed a one-year deal with the New England Patriots. All of that happened within a 30-minute window on John Elway's birthday Sunday night. Today we break down the Cam Newton signing and the Patriots cheating scandal. It's good sports. This is your daily NFL podcast of That's Good Sports. It's football that's good. Cam Newton, yes, has signed a one-year deal with the Patriots. Cam said, "It may only be a one-year deal, but I've been guaranteed spending 1 year with Bill Belichick will feel like a lifetime." And the only thing that surprises me about this is seeing that Cam Newton is willing to play for pennies. I mean, just because he dresses like a woman doesn't mean he needs to be underpaid like one. Break that glass ceiling, Cam. Break it. Now, he signed an incentive-laden deal on the veteran minimum that could pay him up to $7.5 million if he meets all of the incentives. Tom Brady did that for most of his career in New England to keep his base salary and cap hit low. I mean, he didn't play on the vet minimum, but he played for less than the top QB market. So it's not a surprise that the Patriots asked Cam Newton to do the same. The surprise is that Cam agreed. Now, before I jump into underpaying Cam, let's glance at who the Pats may be getting. Lost in all of the outfits and the season and a half of injuries is how well Newton was playing before getting hurt in 2018. Thanks to the Pick 6 podcast, here are Cam Newton's stats from his 2018 season before he hurt his shoulder. He had a QB rating of 100.8. He was completing 67% of his passes, threw 15 touchdowns to just 4 picks for 1,893 yards. What isn't listed are his 4 rushing touchdowns and 342 rushing yards in that same time. Now, I really hope the first thing Belichick does is force Cam Newton to stop using that terrible font on Instagram. It is the only way Bill can assert his dominance over Cam. Now, Cam released a statement via Instagram, part statement, part kidnapping ransom, I think, saying that he was excited, didn't know what to say, and that he had content coming tomorrow, which should be today. I think we can all agree that that content is most likely a new red, white, and blue press conference clothing line complete with powdered wigs, trifold hats, and a dandy waistcoat. All available at Newton's New Fits. Starting price, $10,000. Now, Cam is being underpaid so severely that Chase Daniel, the NFL backup money baron, was trending on Twitter. I believe it was sparked by Adam Lefko's tweet about Chase Daniel getting paid more money than Cam Newton and Jameis Winston this season. Why put Jameis on this list, Adam? Can we please stop pretending like Jameis Winston is a real QB? He sucks at football and is a backup in New Orleans. Cam is a starter who dealt with some really tough injuries the last two seasons. Richard Sherman also outraged that a proven player like Cam has to take a deal like this. He tweeted, How many former league MVPs have had to sign for the minimum? Asking for a friend. Just ridiculous. A transcendent talent. And less talented QBs are getting 15 to 16 million a year. Disgusting. Now, the friend Sherman was asking for was actually Joe Flacco with the Jets. Sorry, Sherm, but he was never league MVP, just Super Bowl MVP. My opinion lies somewhere in the middle, because again, I, for some reason, as a satirical YouTuber covering the NFL, am the most rational voice in sports media. If Cam plays the full season, he will make more money than the $5 million Chase Daniel is getting paid. I will also say that Cam's injury concerns are real. It's not like he Jalen Ramsey'd his way out of Carolina because he was unhappy. So, even with his track record, Cam has a lot to prove on the field as a viable, healthy starter. Also, guys are known to be okay taking less money to play with the Patriots. Also, when you're the only bidder, you can pay whatever price you want.
Cam Newton did not have any other offers from any other teams. There was nobody that was calling him and lighting up his phone, trying to recruit him to a certain city.
But this was ultimately Cam's choice. That stated, Peyton Manning had injury concerns after his four neck surgeries. Remember, he could barely throw a football while trying to recover. Brother Eli didn't think Peyton would ever play again, and he still signed for $20 million a year 8 years ago. Not that Cam is Peyton, but Cam is 5 years younger than Peyton was after his four neck surgeries, and his injury isn't quite as serious as Peyton's was. Where his salary of $7.5 million maximum looks really fucked up is when you consider what Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers, and Tom Brady are all playing for. About $25 million per season for the next 2 years. Those are discounted rates for veteran QBs, and they are all old as hell. And Phillip Rivers is coming off a 20-interception season. 20 interceptions, something Cam has never done. Paying Cam the vet minimum is also an insult to football, and his incentives should be putting him somewhere between $15 and $20 million, not $7.5 million. Cam is close to 13 years younger than Tom Brady, could outthrow Brees distance-wise with an injured shoulder, and is just better than Phillip Rivers. Joe Flacco, last year for the Broncos, was paid over $20 million, and he was coming off of a serious back injury. I understand Joe Flacco was under contract, but I'm citing him as a going rate for veteran quarterbacks. The examples of Cam getting dicked this season financially far outweigh the examples that justify his low salary. Then again, we're not really sold any football will happen this fall, so maybe getting paid the veteran minimum to do nothing would be the bee's knees. Now, Cam does have one skill that could make him deadly as a Patriot: checking down to his running back, something he honed with Christian McCaffrey. That should come in handy in New England. In Carolina, Cam had to throw the ball 80 times to run CMC because Greg Olsen was either hurt or covered. But in New England, throwing to a guy behind the line of scrimmage or within 5 yards will be his first 6 reads every play. So even if he's still hurt, he will succeed. And don't forget, Cam willed the Panthers to the Super Bowl with Devin Funchess, Kelvin Benjamin, Ted, I dropped the ball again, and Corey Brown. So he can succeed in New England without weapons, unlike Tom Brady. The wild thing will be seeing what Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels do with the quarterback who can finish a 40 before the timer just gives up and says too slow. Unless we're talking about 40 ounces of beer. Tom Brady was actually the GOAT there. Newton is also a pretty damn good pre-snap quarterback, which will serve him well as a Patriot. And if the Pats D is close to as good as it was last year, they are going to be really, really hard to beat, which sucks. My hope, though, is that Cam Newton statistically has a superior year to Tom Brady, both this season and in comparison to Brady's last year with the Patriots. Cam will basically have the same shitty weapons Brady had, a relentless Julian Edelman trying to be his best friend, but he can help my narrative that Tom is overrated if Cam throws for more than 24 touchdowns and for more than 4,057 passing yards. Plus, Cam will have to do it facing one of the toughest schedules the Patriots have had since Dan Marino was considered the best quarterback in the AFC East. The only stat Cam probably won't top Tom Brady is rushing touchdown efficiency. 3 rushing touchdowns last year for Tom on just 26 total rushing yards on the season. Didn't think that stat would be in here, did you? But I do my homework. Now, lost in all of this is Jarrett Stidham. You have to hand it to the Patriots for tricking people into thinking they really would go into 2020 with Jarrett fucking Stidham as their successor to fuck you, Tom Brady. Everyone ate it up. Reporters and fans alike. And then Belichick pulled out the rug from under and said, "Oh no, you didn't think we were serious, did you? Back to the bench, Jarrett." Now, the Patriots were punished for illegally filming at the Bengals-Browns game last season. Remember this story? We all ripped the Patriots because it looked like they had got caught cheating again. Their docuseries crew filmed the Bengals sideline the week before the Pats faced the Bengals. Then we all eased up on the Patriots as it seemed like an innocent mistake.
"And this is a piece you're filming on your advanced scout?"
"Yeah."
"Yeah. Come on, guys." "I don't see the advanced scout in this footage."
"No, it's not. We were trying to get some field perspective. It's my bad."
"That's not the field."
Like, why would anyone who is trying to win a football game film the Bengals sideline? Then the NFL investigated and did nothing, so we forgot about it. Well, the Patriots must have done something dirty because the NFL handed down these penalties to the Patriots for their television crew filming the Bengals-Browns game in December. They dished out a $1.1 million club fine, a loss of a 2021 third-round draft pick, and the Patriots' TV crews are not allowed to shoot games during the 2020 season. How many months did this take to determine? 7? What the hell has Goodell been watching in his man cave for the last 4 months in isolation? Wait, no, I do not want to know the answer to that. Just like his wife, I would never be able to look him in the eyes again. Here's where shit gets weird. The Patriots sign Cam the same day this news drops. PR move or next level Belichick shit? Probably some form of spite. If Cam leaves after one season, the Patriots will get a comp pick back. Bill signs a Cam the same day he gets punished for misusing one. I hate how brilliant this is. I honestly don't know how healthy Cam Newton is right now. Again, without a proper prostate exam, nobody can know that. I don't even know if he's a great fit with the Patriots. He has the one thing Bill Belichick despises in players, a personality. But I commend Cam for betting on himself, signing with the winning organization to prove to everyone he can still ball. I spent a lot of time discussing that he's underpaid in this episode because it's a fact, and there's no good way to justify it. And I'm pissed New England exploited that. I just think it's funny that whenever a team overpays for a quarterback, we collectively say, that's just the QB market. They had no choice. That's what they have to pay them. But if I say Cam's underpaid and compare him to Joe Flacco, people scream about it on Twitter saying Joe had an existing contract. Look at you, Vic Lombardi, coming after me. My mentor sweeping my very legs. Was Cam a victim of circumstance? Definitely. This has been a fucked up year. But I don't really care about Joe Flacco's existing contract. In fact, using that as an example just makes John Elway look stupid. And the number one rule in Denver is never make Elway look stupid. It also makes the Patriots look smart. Another rule you never break. But if you're okay with Cam Newton being paid the same amount of money as Jack Doyle, I don't know what to tell you. Jack Doyle, $7.25 million guaranteed this year. Cam could make more money jacking into a doily on OnlyFans. So in a way, I did work Cam girls into this. Thanks for watching That's Good Sports. Subscribe on YouTube. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, at Brandon Perna. This is your daily NFL podcast of That's Good Sports. It's football that's good.